Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. There were two options for paid parental family leave on the Northfield Council agenda, a new policy that a committee had been formed to create. That committee recommended an additional 2 weeks of paid leave for beginning of life events and or to care for a family member twice a year. In a 4-3 vote, the council approved another option of 6 weeks of additional paid leave for pregnancies specifically. Mayor Pownell and Councilors Nicassian, Zweifel, and Peterson-White voted in favor, saying,
I think this is something that that younger employees who are on the market for a job in this very, very tight labor market value enormously, and I also think it's the right thing to do. So.
Councilor Colby said part of the purpose of the policy was to attract employees. However,
I would point out that the city of Rochester, the city of Faribault, Rice County, Owatonna, Dakota County don't have a policy. It doesn't justify not having one here, but the longest period of time provided for similar kind of benefits is the city of St. Paul with 4 weeks. Minneapolis offers 3 weeks.
He felt they went too far. Councilor Ness stated,
I'm only going to be in support of option one. I think the committee came up with a very good alternative for implementing this policy, and I think the employees need to take a little personal responsibility and buy the short-term disability, which would give them approximately the same amount as option two.
Employees can purchase short-term disability at any time, but it must be before conception. They already receive 2 weeks plus FMLA plus accrued sick and vacation time. DeLong felt it was a political issue.
Have people quit applying for City of Northfield jobs? No. Are hundreds of other cities offering maternity leave? No. The solution to all that's wrong with the system does not rest on a majority vote of the Northfield City Council. This started out as a little paid leave for everyone. Paid leave on a provisional basis at a cost that could be absorbed into the budget without raising taxes.
DeLong pointed out that the city is not Carlton or General Mills or a city with plenty of tax base. This policy is retroactive. Pownell said it's a small portion of their budget. As for the committees that make recommendations, she remarked that the council has legislative authority.
And so no policy committee ever can come in and say, this is our recommendation and you have to do it. I think this is such a unique and new issue for our community. I think it needed to be really fully vetted by the council as a whole.
That vote also meant approving the levy at 4.9% as opposed to 4.4%, which was also a 4-3 vote. Mayor Pownell said the difference between the two is about $5 a year. Included in the 4.9% is $30,000 for an employee accruals and benefits analysis and $20,000 for a consultant regarding the riverfront. Administrator Mardig.
Basically, to have somebody to help do some kind of formal planning that we can have to put some projects into place. So we certainly think there'll be some projects, capital projects, that'll probably come out of that.
Digging through the dollars the city spends on consultants and such is complicated. There were those in the audience, mostly seniors on fixed incomes, that were not pleased with the choices that were made by the council and commented later that they felt like they were not heard. I have links to a lot more information on KYMNradio.net. Northfield Council unanimously approved 5% for the HRA levy, which comes to just over $256,000, and the EDA levy at 5%, which is over $251,000. Each department receives a portion of the property taxes by state law. 5% is the maximum allowed. According to staff, the overall 2019 tax rate for the EDA and HRA will decrease from the 2018 tax rate due to expanded tax capacity. And the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service is holding their annual spaghetti dinner Saturday night at the Northfield VFW from 5 to 7:30. This is a fundraiser for Operation Joy, formerly Christmas Sharing, through the Community Action Center. Tickets are $9 for adults and $3 for kids, or bring a new unwrapped gift of $20 or more and get complimentary admission for two. News from around the state is next.